Coronavirus caseloads are back down, but death totals remain high in Arizona. After reporting more than 4,000 cases on Tuesday, state health officials added 1,977 new infections around the state today, also added 176 new fatalities to the daily dashboard. After mounting pressure from public health experts and news organizations, the state created a new dashboard yesterday showing some of the data about how it's dispensing vaccinations. And now Pima County is getting its first 24-hour vaccination site. With us for a few minutes to talk about those developments and all things COVID is Dr. Shad Marvasti, the Director of Public Health, Prevention, and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, Phoenix. Dr. Shad, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's begin with this new dashboard about more vaccination information. People have expressed a lot of concern, wanting more details, wanting more demographic information. How vital is this?
I think it's critical, and it's a great step in the right direction. We're now seeing with the new data that almost 50% of the vaccines have been administered to the white population, 8% to the Hispanic population, and only 2% to the Black population, and a whopping 40% is unknown. So I think we have some issues with the data to make sure that we can get accurate numbers. It's also indicative of the first wave of folks who've been eligible in 1A and 1B category. I think we also need to add zip code data to this because, as we know from studying the social determinants of health and right here in our valley, you know, there's a difference of 14 years in life expectancy from North Scottsdale to South Phoenix. And we know that these neighborhoods and zip codes have been disproportionately impacted. And you add to that the disproportionate impact on Black and Brown communities. We really need to track the zip code data, which is being collected, and report it so that we can do more targeted outreach to gauge the impact we're having to get the vaccine to those who need it most.
Does that give you concern at this point that the rollout so far has been ineffective, or do we need more data to determine that?
I think we need more data to determine that, and adding the zip code data and then looking at this more closely and then targeting outreach efforts to get to those communities will be something that we need to prioritize and be proactive about. And removing the barriers, frankly, you know, right now, folks who have transportation, a car, internet access, as well as internet literacy, really have been favored in this. So folks with means, but what we need to do is we need to get to those who do not have the means and have also happened to be those who've been more impacted with higher rates of COVID, higher rates of hospitalizations and deaths.
You kind of alluded to this, Dr. Shad, but I wanted to get you to ask you a little bit more in detail about this. I'm curious how much the data tell us in terms of who is getting the shot is reflective of who has been eligible so far, and how much of it is reflective of maybe the state's outreach efforts and the ability of some folks who are eligible to get it who maybe haven't yet.
Yes, I think, you know, again, because of looking at the population, I mean, I think we'd have to do an accurate breakdown of those in the 1A and B category, healthcare workers, elderly over 75, and some of the teachers and folks who've been prioritized. I don't think they're representative of the entire population. So that definitely plays a role. But the fact that we have 40% as unknown means there's some issues with the data. So we're not really getting an accurate picture. And that's what we really need to do. So I'm glad that this has finally happened, but we need to go a bit further to make sure that it's accurate. And then once we get the accurate data, add the zip code data, then I think we can begin tracking what's happening and really doing outreach in these communities. And that's just, I can't emphasize enough how important that is. And, you know, that really presents an ethical dilemma because you could make the argument that they, you know, particularly let's look at Black and Brown communities where the death rate from COVID has been between 3 to 6 times higher than the white population. You can make an ethical argument where they should be prioritized in some of the earlier groups just by that statistic alone.
And Dr. Shad, in our final minute or so, there have been renewed concerns earlier this week about supply and making sure that places like Maricopa County have enough of the vaccine available. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think this is also another issue in terms of making sure that we have a coordinated approach, which is systematic and includes collaboration, not competition, between state, county, and local officials, where we can anticipate, you know, when you know, kind of preventing the errors that we've noticed in the past with, you know, when someone goes in for their first vaccine, you have dose accounted for their second vaccine and you schedule them right away for it. Standardization of these processes, I think, is going to be critical moving forward. And that's something that we haven't seen in an optimal way, which is why by some metrics, we're 50th out of 59 places in the country with respect to the speed of vaccination. So we really need to be doing better.
That is Dr. Shad Marvasti, Director of Public Health, Prevention, and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine in Phoenix. Dr. Shad, thanks as always.
Thank you.